Tech Podcast Series 4, ladies and gentlemen. This has to be the best one yet. Let's get some hype from Nick and Randy. Wake up those neighbors.
Hype.
Make your
What's
dogs
going
concerned.
On,
Wonderful. Good to be back. I missed you guys so much.
Same.
For those,
we're not talking to the audience. I'm talking to both of you. I miss talking to you guys so much all Christmas.
I did
like,
too.
Oh, that was
sucked.
So awful.
That
we
sucked
can't
not
take
being
breaks.
Able to chat. Listeners who don't know, we're all in different parts of life other than these guys who conspired against me. We don't get to talk outside of the podcast recordings very much. You guys got to hang out a little bit, which was awesome, which I was not informed
totally random,
about.
Totally last minute, so
which
my
I,
apologies.
I have no jealousy.
Not
jealous
sure,
at all, but either way, that was awesome
there,
that you guys
there was a
out.
Lot to unpack there, Drew. I don't know how to approach this and for the
I'm
sake
about
of...
as insecure as an Android phone right now.
Every time there's a photo there's gonna be a photo of Drew like the meme of like in the bushes like just staring like this.
Yeah, me staring from the bushes. Are you guys talking about me? What's going on? What's happening? But either way, I'm glad we're finally back into it.
You and Randy had like 2 or 3 days together when you were getting married, Drew. I know that was a crazy time, but I wasn't there. So I think this is kind of all balancing out.
Almost.
And maybe next time,
what we need
we'll plan something, Drew. And
you
we'll
and
leave Randy
yeah,
out.
Yeah. You and me do something.
No, I'm the common denominator, and I should be there. And the people of Twitter or podcasts have spoken. Tell them, people of podcast, I should be involved.
Or maybe we should just all meet up together. You know, this is another option.
True. Well, I think we're planning on doing that. Have we announced that yet? I don't know.
No.
That's coming. That's coming.
We're planning something. We're always planning something, guys.
I wanted to mention the new season, as this is the first episode of Series 4. You may
notice.
It's
series.
Series.
Come on, Drew.
Yes.
Branding on point. We got to keep it on point, guys.
In the podcast history. I'm just going to throw more names to tick Nick off.
The next chapter in Talosiv's story.
Stop it.
And here it is.
Well done on that promo, by the way. That was a complete surprise.
Dude,
I never got to thank you guys.
That was so much fun. Randy, you can't take any of the credit because that was my work. I spent so much time on that. And Randy's over here on Twitter.
I was very
happy. He gets
happy
all the credit.
I was very happy to contribute nothing because
it was a surprise for you
me
too.
The link. Yeah. You were just like, hey, Drew, Merry Christmas. And then he sent that video. And I was just like, oh, my God. I was with my relatives at the time up in Idaho. And I was just laughing my head off on my phone sitting on the couch. And they were just like, why are you laughing? And I showed it to them, and none of them got it. And I was like,
I know. That's
if
so
you're into Apple, it's kind of hilarious. But if
you get,
you're not,
you get the joke. The whole thing is that we took the production so seriously because it's that big of a parody.
Your contribution was five hours, Randy.
No.
5 hours.
Talosiv Tech Podcast has a unified.
Well, it was on the very first shot. Like at first, it just said Randy, and I was like, I don't know what this is. This is weird. And then once he started talking and showing the front of the device, I just lost it. I was busting out laughing. I could not contain it. And anyway, you did a great job with that. And basically,
Thank
what
you.
I was trying to get at is. What we want to do from here on out to be more consistent, because before where we braked this series was kind of just based upon whenever all of us ended up being busy. So occasionally we would have big blocks. Where we're like, you know what? We're not going to be able to record for a while. Let's end the season. Or sorry, series.
Series.
Let's end the series here.
Look out. You're on warning. You might
get
fired from your own show.
We're going to activate the HomePods the more we say that. But once we realized that we wanted to take a break and it was also the end of the decade, we were like, you know what? I think similar to the channel art being updated year after year, it would make the most amount of sense that we just decide each new series happens at the beginning of the year. So we know Series 3 was not 12 months. I think it was only 3 or 4.
Yeah,
September. So sorry for the brevity of Series 3, but hey, that kind of goes along with the Apple Watch, you know. It was just kind of a cellular update. Series 4, though, that was huge. That was big. So we're going to have a whole year of Series 4. There may be breaks. We're not saying we're going to be every single week for an entire year, that we may take breaks, but it's from now on just going to be Series 4 started on 2020, and then we're going to add a number each year just to keep it simple. Yep. easy to remember.
And it allows us to stay behind one series of the watch so we can mimic the commercial for it.
Because Randy and I have already worked on Series 5 promo video. We're not going to say anything else about that, but it's in the works.
I didn't know that.
But don't y'all worry about it. Like, I'm sure all the fans miss it when we miss a week and they miss the show. Mm-hmm. But we miss it more than you guys. Yeah,
this is true.
Don't think we're taking this as an excuse to go away for 2 weeks and then come back for a week and then go away for 4 weeks. Like, we miss the show more than you guys could ever know.
I work from home. Week. I'm alone all day. I love socializing.
So when you get on Twitter and you see me and Nick just having the time of our lives, frolicking at a lake, and you're like,
oh yeah, especially when you're tagging me and you're like referencing me by name in the video. Hey, Drew. Ouch. Should have been here. I wasn't asked. You could have asked. Whatever.
We should probably clear that up, though, like, because Drew, you don't know how short notice I had. I like literally texted Randy or called. I called you like less than a week from when I showed up at his door, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna be in town. Can you have a weekend?" And he was like, "No, actually, I'm too busy. Go talk to Drew." But
meanwhile,
he found time in his schedule for
me. When I plan our events, I'm texting you like 4 months in advance.
And I appreciate it because now I have a room ready for you.
Thank you. Yes.
So, that is true. I didn't have a room ready for me.
Thanks for hosting us, because we figured you guys came to us last time. So maybe 2021 we'll all go out to Missouri.
I'm not going to Missouri.
Nope. Oh my god.
We'll pick a good time of year when humidity is only 9,000%.
Right.
No, that's bad. My god.
So we've talked for like 5 minutes now. We should probably, you know, get into the technology.
Well, I was going to ask. It's New Year.
What Christmas 2020 stuff? Christmas hauls. What did you guys do?
Oh, Christmas hauls. Not
or
much
holiday
stuff.
Hauls. Sorry.
I got like handy things. You know, what did I get? I'm trying to remember. You go. I gotta remember.
I'll go first. While you remember, this is what I got for Christmas. I'm going to show you guys, and I'll narrate it out loud for our audio.
All right.
I only got two things. What I got for Christmas from my wife was two things, and they go together. I got a matte olive green silicon case for my new wireless AirPod case.
Whoa! That matches so well. That's cool.
She did it because, like, hey, for your car, for this, for that. And I was like, awesome. So
that's thoughtful. That's wonderful.
I love it. And you know what? I kind of regret waiting so long to get... I don't regret waiting because now they were paid for. But I wish I had them sooner because... it's one less cable. If I can, I only use Lightning for one thing effectively when I'm gone now, and everything else is USB-C. If I can just make it all wireless, I'll take away USB-C and Lightning. But the fact that the wireless case is so much more convenient, my portless challenge is that it comes with that little cut right there, so it plugs it to prevent dirt and debris. So this has never seen a Lightning port, and it never will. Wow. Yeah.
Ooh.
Good.
That was my Christmas.
Okay.
Very nice.
I got Oreos, which is my favorite cookie.
Very nice.
And I think we got a blanket, which has been handy because our heater's not heating. And
our heater's an AC.
Mostly cards and, you know, like occasional, you know, that little Christmas cash thing here and there, which is nice. It all just goes towards the house now. So it's like, okay, cool.
Man.
Gone, but whatever. It was fun. We had a good time. I'm just glad we got to all be with family together. So I was with my immediate family and their in-laws. We got to go see my parents' new house that they got up north. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's much better than my childhood home that they recently sold. So we basically the gift was our each other's presents. Our presents was our presents.
Your presence was the present.
Cool. Right. So that was fun. We had a good long trip. It was very fun. I actually got to utilize my AirPods Pro on the flight, which was wonderful.
How was that?
I now have no idea how I lived without ANC on planes. Like, that was the most like comfortable flight I've ever had. And it was just the most quiet, and I was so relaxed the whole time. And as soon as I would like take one out, I was just like, oh gosh, it's so crazy loud in here. And I was like, how did I ever travel without this? So that was super handy.
Reluctantly, that's how.
Yeah. I even used them at the gun range, which I completely admit that's not the best type of noise cancellation. A lot of people freaked out about that. The point was there were, I think, four guys in total that went to the range. We only had two pairs of cans, the actual ones that go over your ear. Mm-hmm. So the substitute for me and my dad was just like the orange, basic earplugs. So he did that, and I just said, I'll try the AirPods Pro. And to me, it wasn't very loud. I know that they're not technically as good as a proper ear because I don't go to the range often. But just for the spur of the moment, like, oh, yeah, we're going shooting, that was super helpful and handy. I know that there are better ways. Randy, I'm sure, as you're aware, too.
I am very aware. That's why I was like, when you said that, I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, you do have the immediate protection of covering your ear when shooting at a range. So, like, even if it's a little bit, it's not that much different than when you pinch that orange spongy ear earplug and you put it in there.
I tried the orange earplug thing, and that was just like the inconvenience of that was, okay, it blocked out a little of the shot, but now you can't hear anybody. Yeah. And whereas the ANC actively allowed me to quickly just like, okay, I can hear you. Okay, we're shooting. Okay, I can hear you. It was handy for that. Wouldn't do that if you were shooting regularly. Just
I strongly advise don't ever do that. But
this is not Talos of Tech approved.
I definitely won't post about it again because everyone freaked out. But we're very redneck out here, so there's a lot of times we don't.
I'll tell you what.
I tell you what, we don't have the best hearing cancellation.
But hey, okay. Anyway, I'm good.
So it sounds like you guys had a good Christmas.
It did. That's good. It did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very well. Good way to end the decade.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know. We're in a new decade.
That doesn't...
Coming in with new decades, are you guys keeping up with all your New Year's resolutions?
I'm trying to figure out what they were. You go ahead. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me, Drew. I really appreciate you bringing this up.
That was just my idea of asking you, so I thought I would ask you.
Well, thank you. So I've been trying to be a little bit more active.
Oh, really?
I think it's worked out.
Okay.
Ah, ha, 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 pun there.
I get it.
Thank you for pointing that out. I would have missed that entirely.
Thank you.
I get it. Nick. Mm-hmm. Nick. Nick. Nick, I get it.
I'm glad you did,
Randy. I got it.
He's so unimpressed.
Good.
Hey, I had to give Drew, him this Drew, play Drew, button Drew. To make him happy.
Did you?
But now he hates Drew. Me again.
Drew, hey, Drew, Drew. Did you see what he did there? Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it too.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I started sharing my activity with a bunch of people on Twitter, keeping me a little bit more accountable. I've been doing competitions, so I've been getting 600 points every day. And it's been a bear to get every single point every single day. But I've done it for
I did not hang out with Nick. He literally walked away from me and he went for a walk by himself.
Well, you didn't want to come, so sorry.
Because he's like, I gotta fill my rings before I start getting thrashed on Twitter. I'm like, who cares? You're hanging out with me. Twitter will be there tomorrow. He's like, No, I'm just gonna go for a walk. I like a nighttime walk anyway. And he literally was gone for like an hour.
Okay. I'm not doing it for Twitter cred or any of that. I'm doing it to live a better day and live a healthier day. I think, you know, sharing activity is keeping me more accountable with, you know, keeping on the regularity. But I've overall enjoyed it. I've lost a bit of weight and I've realized that my endurance is good. I started out back in November, I could barely even walk, which I didn't know because basically I sat inside of my house all summer and didn't do much outdoorsy stuff.
How'd you close your rings?
Not over the summer. I didn't really close my rings over the summer. Like, okay. It's kind of pitiful when you look back. And then Apple decided to delete some of my activity data for like 3 weeks in September, which was so fun.
That sucks.
But yeah, that really does suck. But anyway, so I started walking a little bit on the treadmill. And
why even work out at that point? If I lost that much debt, I would just be like, well, I'm just going to be obese now. I give up.
Could Apple just let us like back it up or something? Like stick it on like a thumb drive and just like have a physical backup of the data?
I thought it was backed up over iCloud.
Well, it's backed up over iCloud, but
there was just a failure of some kind for some reason. I don't know. Anyway.
I was looking online. Looks like if I restore my phone, maybe it'll get it, but then it might delete more, so you never know. But anyway, if you want to compete with me, DM me on Twitter, and if I still have slots available.
Okay.
I love and appreciate the camaraderie and
the competition.
Motivation.
Good. Okay. That's awesome.
So, I'm the opposite. Don't ask me for my number.
Randy's over here, like sitting on the couch, not filling his rings, not coming on a walk. We started our day, you know, let's go on a walk or a hike around. And I'm like, yeah, good. I can fill my rings and still talk.
And we walked
for like 1 mile. We walked for 1 mile. And Randy's like, well, sorry, we got to go. It's getting dark. And I was like, wow. I haven't even finished my ring.
Do you have other
gotten on my point?
Does Randy have resolutions?
So Randy has. Randy doesn't do resolutions. Randy does New Year themes.
That's right.
I do themes.
I knew and, that. I was just asking for the audience who maybe.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 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 Duh. I knew that. I'm like your friend, and this is why you don't get the invites, Drew. No, I'm just kidding. So my theme for the year, last year my theme was growth, and I grew in many ways, including my belly. So it was a success. So
same, we had that in common.
There you go. But this year, my New Year's, my 2020 theme for the year is quality. So if it does not add value to me or my function of what I want to do, whether it's for entertainment, whether it's for work related, you name it, it's applicable. If it does not add value or better me or the community or the whatever I'm a part of, I will not do it. And I will not compromise on the integrity of the quality. And that's where I had a lot of stuff reflecting over the break. And I was like, man, I really miss you guys. Like doing this right here, like I feel so relaxed. It's like, hey, this is how it's been. And I was like, you know, That kept me pretty grounded last year, and I'm very, very thankful for it. And it's something that it was high quality time just hanging out with you guys, and you know we're entertaining people somehow, some way. People are listening to us, and I don't get that for a moment. But thank you. So, it's quality. I want to have a better quality. I guess I'm doing ring challenges in the next competition with Nick because quality, and I got to get a better. You know, lifestyle, and what's better quality than an Apple product? Am I right? Yeah. Uptight. High five. High five. High five.
Well done. Well done. Okay. Yeah. Those are good.
Before we do anything, I want to say this just to put it out there because it's put things in perspective, and I'm sure we'll approach this down the road. Something new that happened in my life recently, very, very recently, besides this amazing plaque. Just want to casually keep dropping out there. By the way, I'm a YouTuber now. I don't know if you guys knew this.
He legit, like, yeah, loves that thing.
I do. I am looking at it as we – anyway. So I am officially in the IT world certified for Security Plus. And that –
what is that?
Security Plus is a course, or it's a certification showing that you have extensive knowledge in information technology and security. And the plus means like including all things encompassing for cybersecurity, everything that's not physical when it comes to security, i.e., and it's kind of relevant to what's, again, kind of going on with Apple, cloud. Data storage, especially encryptions and hacking and all these things. I went through a boot camp course, which was the hardest week of my life. In recent times, it was genuinely, my brain was at max capacity, but something stuck because I passed the course. You do have to test out for it. And you are it's designed to, like, if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to show and you will fail. Otherwise, you will thrive. I am certified, and I learned so much about encryptions and in a way that I can put it in a consumer's point of view, we are all just screwed. But if you have an iPhone, or if you're pretty much using the ecosystem of Apple, we're just a little less screwed. But I found comfort in all that. Just a little less.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Lots take that better. One, FBI. Now we're, I'm on a list.
Less screwed.
So now that he's told us that, we're either going to not be here next week or we'll be in Guantanamo Bay. You never know which one of the two. But
why is there a laser pointer on your forehead, Randy? I'm confused.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. We're going to continue the show because the show must go on. So, Drew, tell me about your... No.
My New Year's resolutions.
I'm back.
My non-existent ones. pretty much just fairly concrete ones. I don't have very vague ones. I want to make fairly consistent content for tech and EV, given the success we've been having with EV has been crazy, but we'll talk about more on the EV podcast later.
What? Will, what? Another
EV content?
What? Y'all right? Happy? There. Half of you, we completely just pissed off, and the other half is so in love with us. It was not an easy decision.
No, it wasn't. But we figured this was the best compromise down the middle, because mm-hmm. all it requires from people who enjoy both segments of the podcast is you just subscribing to another one. And when this one ends, you can just tap the next one. It's not that much harder. Whereas the people who didn't like both had to kind of put up with both, and they weren't really sure. We kind of had a loose schedule of like EV second hour, tech first hour. We're still recording it in that exact same way. It's just published differently. Yeah. So we're not really changing that much at the end of the day.
And if they know anything about Talosiv, it's natural to the habitat of Talosiv, where it's like, okay, I just mm-hmm. want tech. I don't care about movie reviews, so they don't subscribe to it. So this is very the continuity between it, audio and video, is exactly, this is more Talosiv than I would argue any other moves we could have done with it, because it's the exact same reason why you created a second channel in the first place for mm-hmm. EV specifically. Why not do the same thing for audio? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my goal, is to just pretty much make consistent content, try to cut down on our spending. We had some great spending cuts on last year's budget across everything whenever it came to our mobile service or our food. Ooh. Or our subscriptions. I am no longer on Amazon Prime. The membership has ended. Mm. So that's new since the last time we recorded. And you're luckily, free. All my cloud cams still work. So that's good news. none of the functionality was lost with the cloud cams when we lost our Prime subscription, which I was partly worried about. I was like, I wonder if they're just going to turn off as soon as our Prime membership ends or something like that. But nope, they all work fine. We haven't
just,
even ordered
Jeff
anything.
Jeff Bezos is just going to be spying on you a little bit harder.
That's fine. They're like, what could we have done better? Let's watch. And then they just tune in and watch over. We weren't really using Prime Video very much in the first place, but that's gone. We've continued to watch The Servant on TV Plus. No, that's not really
how
technical.
Is that? I haven't started it.
It's weird. I wouldn't call it good, but it holds my interest more than any other TV Plus show. So. Okay. We could briefly mention that. What else? My Mint Mobile experience has been great since the last time we talked. Even on my trip, so
Deadpool.
Far away from home.
Yeah,
Deadpool carrier. The coverage was great, and the service worked fantastic. All the places we visited to, so that was like my first big trip with Mint, and I've switched my mother, my father, my sister, and of course my wife now all over to Mint Mobile, and. Of course, recommended people use my referral code on that video. so I got people subscribing through that. And that basically has made Mint Mobile next to impossible to get me to ever switch away from now. Because currently, with how the referral code system stands for Mint, they max it out at 10 referrals. So as soon as you refer 10 people, they don't give you any more perks. Otherwise, the cash value of the handout is high enough that they would have to start – supplying tax info. So they max it out at 10, which means that if I stay with my 3 gigabyte a month plan, which I've been using so far without much issues, that means I will get free phone service for 2.6 years.
Whoa!
So talk about savings.
No way. No way.
You have legit so become like neurotic about this.
We wanted to do the math because I wasn't sure
it's
necessarily
two,
when
wait,
I published the video.
Carry the 3. Oh my god, it's 2.6 years. We've done it.
I just did the math because
great,
it's
Scott.
Like
two
if you refer 5
gigawatts.
People on Mint, you get $240 off.
Yeah.
So $480 in total. Divide that by the $180 a year, 2.6.
You.
So it's not 2.6, Drew. It's 2.66666666666.
2 2/3 of a year are going to be free, and I figured 2 years from now I could just do a "How's my Mint Mobile experience been?" and then just get some more referrals. these are some YouTuber perks, ladies and gentlemen.
Or like the Ridge Wallet, which, by the way, as of recording this, I saw that today driving home from work, and I will tell you, you were reading my mind because I was like, I need I need a new wallet. I don't like the my leather actually got it. I didn't notice until I was hanging out with Nick. I don't know if you knew this, Drew, but me and Nick were hanging out. Let's just put that out there.
Okay. That's so cool. But,
that's so cool. Yeah. But I noticed that in the process of doing a what's in my bag something.
Yeah.
I have a tear in my wallet, and it's actually progressively getting worse. So I had to move away from this leather wallet that I've had for 2 years, and now I gotta, you know, go with something titanium.
Ooh,
I am titanium.
It's good to say if you want an old one. Let me know, because
gunmetal, bro. You know I'm looking at that matte green one. Get out of here!
Oh yeah. I saw that.
You know I'm looking at that.
That one has Randy all over it. They've got is it titanium or is it aluminum?
I think it's aluminum. To be honest, I think it's. I don't care. It's military grade matte green.
That's your color. That's the Randy legal color. You know,
I'm trademarking it. Yeah, when I build my website, it's going to have that color on there. It's the color of my background avatar, for peeps' sakes.
No one can take that color from you. It's not possible. But yeah, no, I love their wallets, and they didn't reach out to me at all. That's what I tried to preference in the video. They did reach out to me 2 years back when they sent me the first one, but I emailed them when I realized, like, hey, you know what? I've been using this wallet a long time, and I really enjoy it, and I know they have newer wallets. I wonder if they could hook me up with some newer ones. And I would love to just kind of refresh everyone about it, because my channel was very different back then than it is now. So yeah. I figured now's a good time. And I reached out to them and said, hey, could I try out these two? And they said, sure, we'll send them to you. So now me and my wife can both have one, and I get to try out the carbon fiber one, which is really cool because it's actual carbon fiber. It's not plastic coated with or Kevlar. It's like legit carbon fiber. Nice. And I love the material of it. I get that they're pricey. I totally get that. But, I mean, the audio listeners can't see this. Look at that box. That is an Apple wallet.
For sure. 100%. That better go on your wall.
Yeah. It probably could. Yeah. That could hit it there. I also love the look of the white metal as well.
Yeah. Take down your pole. Screw your pole. No. I already told you. I told you why you need to go with it. It's clean. It's minimal. It's Johnny Ive. And it's perfect.
It is really good. Although my wife does like the look of the white one. So I get the love card because I love her. I go with carbon fiber.
I choose love.
But I actually like the contrast. The white Apple card on the inside of the carbon fiber look. It's like an Oreo, which is my favorite cookie. I don't know if you know that. You got the white cream on the inside, black on the outside, and it hits the light very well. I'm very happy with it. I do notice it being just a tad bit lighter, so when it fits in the pocket, it's less of a weight.
The carbon fiber is lighter?
Yeah, I noticed. I can tell.
Ooh, nice.
Just
nice,
a little bit. I mean, most of the weight comes from the Apple card, I'm guessing, there's not much in my wallet. I've minimized pretty well. I've got Apple card, my debit, my real ID, and my health insurance. That's it. There's nothing else.
Did you put your fake ID in there?
Shut up. That was terrible.
A California joke.
Do they have
real ID in where you are?
Yes, it's nationwide. I've had a real ID since I was getting my driver's license. I've had it for a long time.
That wasn't a thing, Nick. Until more recent.
That was a terrible joke.
You know, honestly, I'm just glad you guys hung out on your own, because you guys always poke jabs at each other, and I was glad to see you don't genuinely hate each other. So
you would have known that if you listened to my podcast, The Going Indie Show. Actually, that's not even a show.
I did listen to the whole thing. I had to make sure I wasn't in it.
Too much. I'm telling you, you're in the bushes.
I just played it at 2x speed, listening for me. No, you mentioned me a few times, but luckily you didn't say anything too bad. So, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, we cut a lot out. That jerk,
Randy was
Andrew.
Just going all off of. Yeah, he was doing.
I could tell the first hour you guys were like, "Let's not bring up Talosif," and then in the last 40 minutes you were like, "Ah, whatever."
Yeah, screw it. It's good. Because at this point,
I'm breaking the fourth wall.
Like, I'm pretty sure Drew will eventually hear this, so maybe...
It took me a while, but I got there.
There you go. So now we learned that he doesn't like the Dark Knight. He's terrible, right? He's terrible. Nick, what is that behind him? What is that behind him? Tell me. Exactly. Dark Knight Rises. Shut down your camera. You're fired. Season 4.
Oh,
or
behind
Series 4.
Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight, obviously.
We're going to keep up these podcasts. We'll do a movie review podcast next. We don't have enough.
We probably could.
Yeah.
We need a more absurd amount of channels in the podcast realm, just like the YouTube realm. The food podcast would be wonderful.
There's some, hey, and
just
the
sounds of us eating.
Hey, how's that Oreo? So good.
Hey, thank you. So good. Oreo, please hit me up.
Oreo. I reach out to Ridge and I say, hey, I do tech.
Send him a picture of the plaque. That'll make it official.
Hey.
You could be like, I'm an official YouTuber.
And I'm an official representative of the Talos of Tech podcast. Boom. You know that guy, Andrew Erickson, that you sent him stuff? Hello.
Right. I hear they make great backpacks too.
I'm about to go off camera, but I'm like, it's right there. I'm looking right at it.
Not important. Let's move on. Let's talk about other Apple tech
that was
in 2020.
Perfect. That was
before
perfect
you do, though, Drew, I just want you to know. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, if not 2 nights ago, mm-hmm. Nick had me watch my thank you video to you for the first time in a really, really long time. And I forgot how creepy I was trying to be when I was like, yes, this is that same Talos of Tech, backpack Talos of Tech touch. And I had to time it in unison with you. I did so many takes of that. And then I was just like,
I loved it. That was wonderful. I got to watch that again, too. That was great.
Dude,
but
humble beginnings.
Have you given any more thought to the Mint Mobile while we were away?
Yeah, actually, I have. And regrettably, I travel too much.
Really?
Wow.
Out of the country?
Yes. I'm down in San Diego, dude. Yeah, going down there alone is actually going to it will hurt. We started looking at I have family that's down there. I don't go down there like hardly ever, but mm-hmm. when I go close to the border, that's mm-hmm. my hometown is close to the border, and I turn off my roaming for T-Mobile because it just connects just fine, and I don't get charged for international or anything like that, or I don't get charged for roaming, I should say. So mm-hmm. when I get down to the border and I go see, you know, old family friends, extended family, whatever, it's even if I don't cross the border, I am like, oh, you are in Mexico. My phone's off. And I'm like, this is actually problematic right now. So until they introduce some capacity, maybe like an add-on, I need the international roaming. At least continental North America, if you could do that. Even if like, hey, I don't need Canada. Screw Canada. Love you, Canadian listeners. You guys are great. But
Renee, we love you.
Love you, Renee.
Maple syrup.
Love you, Linus Tech Tips. I know you listen. Love you, Zach Talks Tech.
I was just about to bring Zach up.
Yeah, so I need it for Mexico, and it's kind of problematic currently. So, and my wife was the one who brought that up to me. I was like, oh, that's a fair
point. What if I offered you socks? I have mint socks.
Fun trivia. I have some collectible socks.
You just Elon'd that response. You started like three sentences.
Oh my God.
You've got that Elon impression down.
Been practicing. That, Renee,
We unveiled, what if for the promo for the Series 5 podcast, we put it behind glass and then try to throw a metal ball at it?
Oh my God.
That'd be wonderful.
If I had mint socks, I couldn't decide if I'm going to mount them and promote them because I collect socks that I don't wear, or if I would actually wear them.
Okay.
I actually have like my
college. Are they because they're other people's socks?
You know, I get kind of, you know, I'll smell a bit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These are new. Oh yeah.
Because I've been missing some and I was thinking you probably took them last time.
I'm like, hey, Nick, come here, smell this. And Nick is like, dude, get that away from me. Like, no, Nick, smell this. This
These
is the same
the
sock. Yeah, this is the same sock that Talos of Tech touched. And it's not even
Look at
weird.
How much psoriasis is in there. It's wonderful.
Do you want some grated cheese?
Oh, I'm so sorry. to all of this.
Oh. I know. Like, you're not only did you gross them out on your vlog, you're grossing them out audibly, too.
Yes. Audibly. Which reminds me of our sponsor.
You guys got to be thankful.
Sponsored by
ASMR.
Audible. Just did you guys so see many that, sponsors.
Auto-injected ad we got with...
Yeah.
You know what else is sad? You. You.
Oh, my...
That was so hilarious. Good.
I was in tears
Spreaker,
laughing
more
so
of those,
hard.
Please. If you can find awkward moments to insert ads, please do. That'd be
Nick
fantastic.
Goes, yes. And you know what, Randy? You want to know what else is sad? You. You are the most important thing that you can...
That was there. Could not have been a better segue.
You can't make that up.
No.
That's good comedy. That can't. That it wrote itself. That was beautiful. Oh, my God.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, thanks to whoever found that, because all
it's a parody account of old people. It's old people accounts that people are being there. It's a parody account that follow us, and they were like, "Hey, Randy," and they tagged me. I think they tagged the handle. I don't remember. I know that I got tagged though.
I retweeted it because it was funny, but
it was so good.
Hilarious.
I loved that. We should probably talk about Apple at some point in this podcast.
Oh yeah,
this is our welcome back episode.
But
I missed you guys.
It's probably. Yeah. It's probably in normal fashion that in 2020 we should talk about, you know, things to expect a little bit.
Okay. I expect my stocks to double in value. Thank you, Apple.
Wow. That's through Apple? You think they're going to hit 600 this year?
I think
I don't know when you invested.
If we're playing that game, I've already more than doubled, but we're not going to play that game.
Okay. Their stock's been doing amazing lately.
It's so
sorry,
beautiful.
Randy, but 2x0 is still zero.
For you? I'm sorry about that,
I've
buddy.
Quadrupled my investments.
I actually have a very, very strong feeling that at this current trajectory, Apple's evaluation for their stock will break the $500 mark, just like Tesla. And
I think it's mostly because of AirPods.
I think it just... My portfolio won't stop growing, so I look like oh my goodness, I have anyway, so anyway, let me tell you why. I'm looking at I'm freaking out.
Welcome to the show.
This is a new character Randy podcast. Can do the fangirl investor. As he sees his numbers go up, oh my god,
oh my god.
Okay,
oh
I'm gonna
gosh.
Be transparent.
It's
I'm gonna be trans.
Up. It's all green.
I will be transparent with just you two and nobody else.
Gotcha.
So my current equity is $9,500. So I'm about to hit 10 grand just in that. And out of the 10 grand, currently over 3,000 of it is strict profit that I've made. So my average cost for it was about $216 a stock, but I own 30 shares. So and I keep buying more and more because this is they just keep growing. Now, let me tell you why I actually think they're going to blow up this year. Why Apple? This is a good year for Apple.
Yeah,
one
this year in specifics.
Whoo! Complete redesign, baby. Oh yeah, that gets the juices going for the iPhone. You're going to get redesigned phones, and if they go back to the iPhone 4/5 design, I'm going to just be a happy little Randy.
Randy's going to be Eloning the entire episode, though.
Yeah. So.
Just how it really happened?
Squared off edges.
I can't
such
wait.
A big difference in that stock price.
I love it. And it's also, I think this is the year the Gunner actually announce this new technology. It's 2020, and they're going to make the promo for 2020 with the eyes and whatever the wearables for the eyes.
That's right. I hope it's this year. I hope
they'll at least introduce. They'll introduce, and then Apple
it's
TV
gone silent, but,
servers. I mean, not servers. Services will now hit their 1 year mark of from being introduced, and
right.
Them being in the financial industry now, that's all profit. Like just by design, Apple. This is like the stock to buy. They are the most valuable company for a reason. And this is the year I think they're going to actually break.
Huge.
They'll break $500 a share easy. And if they don't, it's because they split their stocks. And every now and then,
$1.4 trillion. It's insane. Oh, yep.
Those are rookie numbers, baby. Those they're gonna gotta get those numbers up.
Do you think they'll have a services event again, or is that was that a one time thing?
I think they will dedicate. If they don't do it, they're gonna dedicate a healthy amount for it because now they have to introduce new shows, new seasons, new everything in their Apple fashion of it. I haven't seen it yet, but evidently the Good Morning Show or whatever, the Morning Show is an amazing show. It is the House of Cards for
it got Golden Globes. It doesn't mean it's a good show. It just means it got Golden Globes.
Lots of people got Golden Globes.
But that show was asking for it, you know.
I made Randy a wooden Golden Globe, so,
I don't know if you knew this, Drew. My God. So I think
I didn't get that reference. What happened? What do you mean wooden? Why is that funny? Explain it to me, please.
No. It went over the head. It just went way over the head. Anyway, they'll do another services. They'll do another services. Okay. They'll do WWDC where we just might even get with the new redesign of everything and this being like the new decade going forward.
I hope the new iMac.
Ooh. Hardware. That's what I want.
I don't care about the phone. Their phones are great. The phone, they nailed it. And people get excited for redesigns. But honestly, I don't think any redesign is going to change the way we use it very much. You know, the cameras are fine. There's little things I would like updated here and there, but the battery life's great. Even if the notch gets a little smaller, the screen gets a little bigger, you're still going to pretty much use it the way you're using it now. But the iMac, though, like, I know everything I just said applies to the future iMac, but it's so dated. Like, this design, modern, clean, you know, iMac design has not changed in 10 years. How many Apple lines have not changed from the front in 10 years? You can't find that.
Apple TV.
No, 10 years ago it looked pretty different, didn't it?
I think it was 10 white.
10 years ago the Apple TV was white and flat and thick.
And the remote changed a lot and the OS changed.
I think you're right, Drew. iMac is the most dated design.
Okay. Magic Mouse.
The display is just so, like,
2010
old.
Magic Mouse? What is it?
Yeah, Magic.
Was that the one Magic that still had... that goes along with the Mac, technically, so... Well, that one took batteries, so they at least switched it to rechargeable batteries, which I do prefer, despite the stupid charging method. I prefer
the
double
Mac,
A's.
You know, didn't come with the octa-core vent Xeon.
Yeah, but I got to look at this thing. I got to look at it.
That's
I know the specs.
So,
can you imagine an iMac with iPad Pro size bezels all the way around? Like,
listen. Yesterday,
I don't have to imagine it because I've seen it.
Yesterday,
Pro Display XDR, baby.
Yeah,
no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
dude,
we went yesterday.
See it to believe it. I am a believer.
So am I. Oh. It's so clean.
It's
beautiful.
Oh my goodness,
you're terrible. You're both terrible.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Which is why you're going to send us to the press releases. It was amazing.
It's
Drew.
$6,000. Come on.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay. It's worth it. It looks so good.
You know what? You want to know what else is $6,000? You want to ask my Apple stock? It's okay. It's fine.
Do you remember when the MacBooks got Retina displays? And you could I remember distinctly the moment the first time I saw a large Retina display. I'd seen the iPhone 4 4-inch Retina display, But then I went to an Apple store and I saw the 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. Mm-hmm. It had that green and zebra background. And so, like, it was super sharp. And I just remember staring at it and, like, getting really close with my nose. And I still couldn't see pixels. But it was so big. And it was so vibrant and colorful and beautiful. I had a very similar experience to that with the Pro Display XDR. Say what you want about the stand. Say what you want about the market. Say what you want about the price tag. But that display looked, especially when Randy tilted it upright to, like, be portrait. And the demo video was playing. It legitimately looked like a window. Like, you could have pasted it on the wall and, like, put a picture of a mountain out of it. And walking by, I would have thought it's a window. It's so bright. It's so crisp. It's so...
What about the parallax, Mr. Spaceman? How about the motion of things as you're walking by the window?
Obviously, there'd be a Face ID camera on top of my wall that will track
obviously,
my face.
Obviously, Drew.
Obviously.
You plebe.
No, but I'm a believer. Has been changed.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Randy.
Okay. That doesn't mean
I did
I'm
not hear about this.
To be fair,
we saved it.
We were rushed after we did that. He had to leave, and so that was about 24 hours ago, give or take. Mm. So yeah, but
and I'm still dreaming about it.
He's not joking when he says like you don't like when. When Jonathan Morrison made that video in HDR filmed about and all that, and you can kind of see the difference, and it's like, oh, that looks nice. Even that was not a remotely close. You couldn't have hold a candlelight to it. It was completely night and day. Just the you have to see it. I don't know how else to put it. It's so you look at it, and you're like, wow. And guess what? Right now, there's only one in San Diego in display. So when you come here, Drew, I'm marching you over there.
I'll have to. My Apple store didn't have one. I went to it somewhat recently, and it wasn't there.
We have six or seven Apple stores in San Diego County, all of San Diego County. My store is the only store that holds it, and it's because
we'll make a vlog
preference.
Out of it if it's Bro, that good. Yeah. I still don't believe you. I think you're overhyping it. I think I'm going to look at it and say, it looks like a screen. Looks like a $6,000 screen.
I mean, if you're going to walk in with that opinion, then you might not change your mind.
That's right.
I'm arrogant. I walked in that way. I walked in thinking wrong.
All
market,
I'm looking at
wrong,
it is dollar signs. That's all I'm seeing.
Well, Drew, it is possible to see something in person and walk out and not buy it.
This is also
no,
true.
And you could still appreciate it. You could be like, this is a beautiful display worth every time and delay and everything to make it just right, and I'm also not going to buy it. But you could still it doesn't have to be binary. It's not one or the other. You could be like, this is a beautiful
display. All I'm
going to
be thinking is my iMac Pro is cheaper and it's still 60 hertz, which is the only thing that matters to me at the end. If it's over 1440p, it better have a high refresh rate if I'm paying that much for
Well,
it,
then I guess you're going to OnePlus for your new phone this year, aren't you?
I hope the iPhone will make it so I don't have to, but yeah.
please. Oh, man. Echo that. That is
how close do you
give
guys
it a look.
Your iPhone to your face?
Pretty what? Close.
How, like, when you're watching, like, you're watching, like, a movie, like, Netflix on your iPhone, how close do you hold it to your face? When you're, like, in a dark room, just you watching it, how close do you hold it?
Like this. About like this.
Okay. So good, like, 12 inches?
No. This is 10, 8. Okay.
10 inches? Oh, I'm sorry.
I would say 12 inches.
I'm so short, okay, jerk.
You have a smaller phone. That's probably why.
Yeah. So now move your phone, like, 4 inches away from your face.
Okay.
You can start to see the kind of little pixels on your iPhone.
Nope.
Move it about 4 inches away from your face.
Not
but
before
you notice
my
how
eyes
it's
get
expansive.
Blurred.
No, Drew, turn it portrait. Or landscape.
Well, then Face ID doesn't work.
It covers more of your field
unlock
of view.
It, Drew, and that's what I'm doing. I'm in the app.
Like, I was going to say, like, you were saying, like, keep it 4 inches away, and Face ID doesn't work when my face is that close. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
guys,
ruining
just,
your point.
I'm trying to make a point about displays.
Go ahead.
So you hold it closer. It's 4 inches away from your face. You have almost your entire peripheral vision is taken up by this beautiful display, but you can see pixels now. You know, if you look closely, you can see the little penta, hex, whatever, however the pixels are aligned. I can see them at least about 4 inches away.
Placebo.
Nope.
But anyway, my point is, the Pro Display XDR, I get about that far away, about 4 inches from the display. I could not see a single pixel. and
he put his nose on the monitor. It was gross.
And people touched that monitor. And he was on peripheral vision. I could see zero peripheral vision. It was just all display. It was just all display around.
Sounds like a VR headset you want to wear. You want to wear this monitor on your face.
Oh my goodness! I just need one of them head brackets and display.
Well, you can get one of those very cheap Pro Display mounts on the other end of
it. There you go. Perfect. And then just dangle it back. Perfect.
They made a very cost-effective
mount. While Nick was like literally putting his nose on the screen because he was trying to see it, I'm like, that's gross. People are touching it. While he's doing that, I was in Logic and I wrote a song there in about like 5 minutes. And so I wrote a little song.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm actually going to play it.
6,000 tracks.
We're gonna insert it at the end of this episode, since we only got 10 minutes left anyway. I'll play it before.
Made the podcast theme at the Apple Store.
Maybe. I would have tried. It's better than me trying to write the Talosiv or the EV podcast song in the Tesla. That was a headache.
Oh, doesn't it have a piano now?
Yes, and it's crap.
That's great.
Nick saw me get so upset.
I bet it's the best piano that you could build into a car software, though.
Nope, you can make it better. That was
no. In any car available today, if you had to use a car to play the piano using the software, the Tesla would be the front runner.
Okay, I love your theoretical. So.
We're getting off topic. Wrong podcast. Yeah.
Dang it.
I know.
No Tesla.
It's okay. It's the first one back. We're figuring it out. It's okay. It's fine.
We'll anything else right. on the
anyway,
SDR or
so all I'm saying is that I tried to use the Mac Pro as if I would really be using it here in my office. And so I opened up Logic and I was just kind of putting it through the ringer, trying to make all the process just right and see what it could do. And it, like, act like I was a child's toy. It didn't do anything. It was so quick. Everything exported, it bounced, and it was clean. And it just...
Yeah, when he clicked the bounce button, like, the loading bar, like, barely had time to load. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, zip.
So, and I was playing with their Final Cut, and they had this amazing demo video in there that you can edit. And so I was like, I'm going to export this, see what this looks like. So I exported that. And Nick, I didn't even tell you this part because you were with the Genius at the Genius Bar at that point. But when I exported it, and it was all 4K, they're obviously giving you the highest they can give you. When I exported that, and it was about maybe a 2 minute video or 3 minute video, it looked like it was loading a 1080p YouTube video, how quickly just like buffed and started going. It was stupid fast.
4K is not that hard to do.
Or whatever. Okay, I was impressed.
Fine.
The iPad can do 4K. But I believe you. I believe it was fast. I believe it was impressive. I don't doubt that part of it. But
No, you hate me.
I got to see this thing to believe it, I guess.
You do.
You guys are Apple sheeping me right now. You are bigger Apple sheep at this point because I'm still not convinced.
I would pay the $400 for the wheels.
Really? You would.
Okay, no, that's probably I got carpet in here. That's probably not going to happen. But you know.
My question is, who's moving it that much that they need to
Marquez?
Someone on like a studio production. You know, you're moving it around between sets.
Michael Bay.
You're moving it around, but you're not picking it up. You're legit like leaving it on the ground.
If I'm going to spend $60,000 on a computer, I ain't breaking my back over it.
No, I'm
You're
not.
Such
I wouldn't
a
put
diva.
It on the ground. It would have its own like custom giant tank case that it would sit in, so that nothing bad.
If I'm going to spend $60,000,
what
on
are
a
you
computer,
the Pope?
I should just hire someone to move it.
Right. So why do you need the wheels? That's my point. Exactly. You don't need Perfect. Those.
Well, maybe
it
you...
looks nice.
I don't know.
There's no hub in the wheel. It's
because
beautiful.
Because like I told Nick, at one point you start just making, you know, FU money and it's like you can. People just buy
those
things.
Listening, it has not happened to any of us yet, so don't worry about that.
If I had
one day
that amount of money, maybe, but I don't think that's happening. There will be another
Seeing how none of us are
but cheesecake.
Last name is Gervais.
We can't
do that.
I'll have a gold Mac Pro if I had that much money.
Oh,
ooh.
Oh,
like
and have,
if you're gonna
have
flex
Lou
with your money,
unbox
probably...
it for you. Oh,
ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Willie, do what is that?
called the almost gold,
almost
case
gold.
For your Mac
almost
Pro.
Gold.
Hey, it's not a cheese grater though. Player. By the way, like here's something I didn't know about it, and maybe it's just me.
I don't know. But it's not a cheese grater. They're just empty hole sockets that you could put like a perfect metal ball in there, like a marble. And it looks like it went through a hole punch. It's not a cheese grater where it's just two separate.
You can still grate cheese with it.
It's thicker.
I fixed it. Did it. They did it.
Well, I fixed it just doing it for the clicks.
Yeah, and it worked. They knew exactly. Well, here we are talking about.
And I cut butter with my credit card, so.
Really? That's kind of not sanitary.
That's disgusting.
You're going to put all the butter.
All your gas station mag stripes are now in your butter.
My butter. That's why people aren't accepting the Amex card, you jerk. Real quick, just because we're on the back end of this, so I just have to tell you a quick story just because it's all about recap. And we met our obligated duty of talking about Apple for at least a little bit, so I want to share a story.
No, I still have one more thing I need to talk about. But
okay, let me share this story first because it's gonna make Nick upset. Nick threw the biggest... Nick threw...
Good story.
The biggest hissy fit yesterday he called his Amex concierge service so he could get us
concierge.
I feel like this isn't going to be a good story about Amex.
No,
it's not.
Wait.
So I'm going to censor all this. Let's see what's the timestamp here.
He goes, please hold while we connect you to the call. He goes, I'm on hold. And he waited 4 minutes. 4 minutes, and he hangs up. He goes, this is ridiculous. He got himself an unauthorized, mind you, the black card Centurion phone number for their services. He calls them. He punches in his code and the whole thing. He's like, this will work. And they go, are you interested in applying for the black card? And he goes, no. Boop, boop, boop. Hung up on him. He screamed, I can't believe this. The icing on the cake, we go to breakfast, and I'm like, all right, let's split it. And we get our cards out. Because Mr. I cut butter with my Amex Platinum. He puts his Platinum card down. The guy goes, sorry, we don't take Amex here. And he just almost crapped his pants.
No.
He was so
mad.
To be
fair, Randy, you put your gold card down on top of my Platinum.
And then I pulled out my Visa like a normal, just a civilized human. So,
oh, okay.
This is what happens. This is why you need to get an Apple card. I told him, this wouldn't happen if you had an Apple card. So,
that's true. I was going to say, I've never had that
no
problem.
Phone number to call.
That would you'd have an Apple support. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been
put
on hold.
What if I booked my breakfast reservations through Apple card, though?
Yeah, you needed some humility in your life. You needed to be humbled a little bit.
I did, and I appreciate all of the humility because I do need to be humble.
Wow. Yeah. So it's all about this. This was it was, and it's also a story. Just so people don't get mad, it's about how I'm trying to talk Nick into getting an Apple card, and this he goes, you know what? The first thing he did is when he hung up on Amex, he goes, Apple card, here I come.
Yes, we were.
But I couldn't find the. I couldn't find the phone number to apply for an Apple card, so it was
it's in
no
the
good.
App.
You don't need
loser.
A phone number. It's a plus. It's just loser. A plus button. It's the easiest thing.
Okay, moving on from this unbearable topic,
that's a great
let's talk
story.
About another place I was wrong in my life.
All right.
Drew, I'm going to have to ask you this live on air. Can I
Super
buy your
live.
MacBook Pro?
Oh! Okay.
Yes.
What was the answer? Yes. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Good. I Considered don't need sold. Mac OS.
Oh, well, that switched. 2020 is a year of change.
It is. It's change. Hope
new
it
year,
Mac.
New decade, new Nick, who dis?
Why do
no
you need
AMX,
the Mac?
All Apple card. So I got a new job, and I was really hoping that I could do it all on my iPad. But I'm coming to the sad realization that I can't do everything on my iPad. It's worked great over this time when I didn't need a computer
Let
to do all my work, but
you.
Now, you know, between Excel pivot tables and yada yada yada, I do need a Mac. So, anyway, I will buy your Mac.
Well, thank you for considering my Mac out of just, you know, going and buying a new one.
Well, I knew that if I was going to get a Mac, it was going to have to be one of your Macs, and so... Yeah,
hey,
what's the
Drew.
Specs? I know I agreed to buy it, but what are the specs?
Those are important. It's the cheapest possible MacBook Pro ever. No, I'm kidding.
It's pretty good.
It's the cheapest one. Haha. Wait, so.
What?
Execute
Mac OS.
It's
Mac OS. Yes.
Right. It was a 512.
Do what must be done, Lord Vader.
And now we're here for another.
Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
The Mac is 4 Thunderbolt 3 ports. It's from 2017, and I've had zero butterfly keyboard issues with it, despite psoriasis. Okay. 3.1 gigahertz dual core i5, 16 gigs of RAM, and it has half a terabyte of storage. So it's decent.
Okay.
It's not the cheapest Mac. It was a fairly higher tiered spec because I think at the time they still sold the 128 gig MacBook Pro. So the fact that it was 512 was appealing to me. And the CPU has been great. We've edited several 4K videos on it as well. And I will get it all factory reset for you. So it's like it's brand new.
Thanks. I need it day after tomorrow.
Nick, you can only, you can only buy it.
7 cents and some pocket fuzz.
You can only buy it with an Apple Card.
Oh, I'll give is you this the deal?
I'll give you a 3% off if you apply for the Apple Card.
And you drop it down like this, because that's how you throw all your stuff anyways.
True. Oh, it'll fit right in with the rest of the wallet. But I'm glad you're part of the Mac Club now, because now if we wanted to do a live stream podcast.
Part of the Mac Club.
Please,
no,
yes, live
stream. It's always been the internet connection, guy, not about me having a Mac or not. Don't get
no,
that
it's the Mac. It's the Mac.
No, it's the Mac. It's he's like, hashtag don't need Mac OS something, something, something. My name's Ann Sweeney. I'm a loser.
Shall I?
Y'all be super disappointed when we still can't do live streams with my Mac.
Tether.
I mean, Drew's Mac. So did you buy that Mac new? Or was that a used one?
I bought a 27-inch iMac a couple of years ago. And then once we moved out of the office, I was like, you know what? I don't think we need it. Or it was before that. I think I just wasn't using the full-on iMac anymore. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just try to sell it because I'm not using it. And then no one was giving me an offer I liked. But then this guy contacted me for a trade. And I know that they weren't equal value. But the value of the MacBook was much higher than any offer I was getting. So that's why I went with it. Mm. And it only had 5 battery cycles on it. So it was basically brand new. It was pretty much brand spanking new. It was in perfect condition. There was nothing wrong with it. It had barely been used, and the guy was really nice about it. He just needed a more powerful desktop, so I hooked him up with my old one. And we've used it quite a bit, actually. We do all of our budgeting on it. And
we'll delete that.
it'll be all wiped. You won't get anything. But good. We did get our use out of it, but it's definitely not something we absolutely need, because we still have her iPads and she still has her very old MacBook that can basically – I mean, we were doing
the 2011 one?
Yeah. I mean, all we were using it for was spreadsheets, so it wasn't something that 2011 MacBook Pro couldn't do. So, but yeah, I'm happy to hook you up, and thank you for considering me.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Well, on this happy...
With that, I do not need Amex. I do not need iPad. I need Apple Card and Mac OS.
That's his new outro for the season.
Welcome to 2020.
Welcome to 2020, ladies
Welcome
and gentlemen.
Welcome to 2020.
And obviously, we know this episode was a lot of catching up, but there wasn't much Apple news in the first place. So, you know, when there's more Apple news, we'll talk
about
that.
Next week, expect lots of talks about the leaks and rumors surrounding the Samsung Galaxy Note. S20.
We're so pumped for the next Samsung, like usual. But anyway. All right, so that wraps up this week's episode. But I know it's a little bit shorter than what you're used to, mm-hmm. but we're producing more podcasts per week now. So we will be switching over to the Talosive. We doubled it, even though the time is a little bit lower. So if you missed our EV talk, please switch over to the Talosive EV podcast now. And it's available, I think, on all the same platforms everywhere.
And if it's not,
wherever you're listening to this, it's going to be over there too. Yeah.
All right.
Just click the link at the bottom. Just do it. It's easy. Do
cool.
it.
Do it. Do it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Do it.
Have a good week.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.